The true meaning of Kabbalah is working with vibration. The enemy's really corrupted that, but I have it on the Joy of Satan website, and I have it in some books like the Runic Kabbalah and the Satanic Kabbalah. And vibration is one of the most powerful methods that you can use when it comes to changing things within yourself or putting things into reality. Now I want to comment here, there's so-called Marin mantras that are black magic mantras, okay? And one of the reasons that these so-called grand masters and stuff, which I really question, that they say they're extremely dangerous, but they never tell you why, is when you're vibrating something, you're vibrating every part of your being. Even though you may be focusing the vibration on something or someone else that you hate with a black magic Marin mantra, you're still vibrating that. And I just want to comment, I will be having these black magic mantras available soon, but at this point Satan told me that I have to hold off on it because the enemy uses this, and it's one of the most powerful forms of black magic there is. And if the reason they claim that it's dangerous is because unless you have an antidote, like say you have to have a mantra that's completely opposite, like a white magic mantra, to clean that, there's no amount of breathing or visualization of cleaning your aura is going to do a damn thing. I mean, it can destroy you as well as the person intended. And you have to know how to neutralize that and cancel out that energy by vibrating a completely opposite mantra. Okay, and I'm going to have all this available soon. But at any rate, I just wanted to mention that, and that it's important when working with these mantras for your own protection. Try to just use them for white magic at this point until I can make this available, how to effectively use black magic to where it won't cause you any problems. Because you're vibrating this, and it's reverberation in your soul. And what happens is, if you don't cancel that out, that black magic is going to affect you. And you see, these stupid masters, they never tell anybody that, and I don't even think they know. But at any rate, demons gave me this information. It makes a whole lot of sense. The point when you're working with mantras is to feel the vibration. And there's a lot of misinformation out there, as we all know. But the main basic mantra, and it usually begins, they're in Sanskrit, and this is the oldest language there is, the original language. They say Om. That is so far off, these idiots. It's not Om, it's Aum. And this is a variation of the Egyptian god Amun-Ra. Amun-Ra. And Ra is a mantra for the sun. So when you chant Aum, you vibrate it first, you feel the vibration in your torso, your body, and next the U in the throat and the M in the head. So you'd go like Aum. So it starts and it escalates all the way up to your head. There's also different aspects you can use with these mantras, vibrating different parts of your soul, like focusing on your aura, then focusing on your mental body, focusing on your light body, visualize it. And these are exceptionally powerful, and they do produce changes. And there's certain sequences they go by, and demons gave me these magical squares, the correct way to use them. So I'm going to vibrate the mantras for each of the seven planets, which actually correspond to the seven chakras, so that you will know how to pronounce them correctly. And it's very important to tune in on the vibration and feel the vibration while you're doing these.
Well, I need to clarify something again. When I said the enemy uses these, what I meant was they're after these secrets as well. The enemy's after these secrets. And this is why Satan does not want this stuff revealed publicly yet, until we have enough power. Okay, hail Satan.